Book 4, Text Message. Written by Glenn McDougall. Kat's mom gave her a new phone. It was blue and very cool.
What a great phone,
said Courtney.
Give me your address. I'll text you.
Laura heard them.
Courtney and Kat Kinski can't be friends,
thought Laura. They went to art class. Courtney liked Kat's art.
Kat is a very good artist,
she thought.
Let's send Kat a mean text message at recess,
Laura said to Courtney.
Why? What did Kat do?
Said Courtney.
She thinks she's so good at art. I don't like her,
said Laura.
What will you send?
Said Courtney. Laura said something quietly to Courtney. They both laughed.
Laura, she'll tell somebody,
said Courtney.
No, she won't. She'll be too shy,
said Laura. At recess, Laura and Courtney sent the message. Bzzzt, said Kat's phone.
Amy, I have a message,
said Kat.
Kat, what is it?
Asked Amy.
Look,
said Kat.
That's so mean. We have to tell Miss Martin,
said Amy.
This is bad,
said Ms. Martin.
I'm going to tell Mr. Black.
In class, Laura and Courtney pointed at Kat and laughed.
Why are they being so mean to me? I didn't do anything,
Kat thought. Then Mr. Black came in.
Laura Wilkinson and Courtney Skinner, please come to my office after class,
he said.
Does he know about the message?
Laura asked Courtney. Now they were worried.
I'm taking your cell phones for a week. You will say sorry to Katrina, too,
said Mr. Black.
We're sorry, Kat,
said Laura, but she didn't mean it.
Let's go to the lake on Friday. We can get ice cream,
said Jay.
Great idea. I'll send everybody a text. I'll ask Laura and Courtney, too,
said Kat. On Friday afternoon, everybody went to the lake.
Why didn't Laura and Courtney come?
Thought Kat. After 1 week, Mr. Black gave Laura and Courtney their cell phones.
Kat invited us to the lake. We didn't know. Your text message was a bad idea,
said Courtney. Laura didn't say anything.